بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We began discussion on chapter 16, pertinent advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the advices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in regards to business, to mu'amalat, business dealings, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the last hadith that we had discussed. Nafi bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to export goods to Syria, and thereafter began exporting to Iraq. Once he visited Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and informed her what he had done. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha questioned him about the reason for his action, and thereafter stated that she heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that a person should not close a door of sustenance that has been opened for him unless he is forced to do so due to unfavorable circumstances. The next hadith, the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sa'id bin Hurayth radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever sells land or a house and does not invest the amount obtained therefrom in something similar will not be blessed therein. The Sa'id bin Hurayth radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever sells land or a house and does not invest the amount obtained therefrom in something similar will not be blessed therein. This is the riwayat of Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala. This hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed a person with the means and he purchased a piece of land or a house or he inherited it, but this is a blessing from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We use the term landlord. The reality is that we are only khadims of this land. The landlord or the lord of the land is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The land belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The entire earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth belongs all to Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So even this title of ownership, which we use, I am the owner, I am the landlord, even this title of ownership has been borrowed to us by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just to make our life easy. Whereas the owner is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made us just custodians or guardians of the land. So, in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا. وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا, Allah ta'ala has put bliss, Allah has put blessings in the earth, in the land. So the earth, the land, is a ni'mat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the land, in the earth, in the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stipulated your food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stipulated your sustenance. So the earth is something of blessing and land. If it's used with the correct intentions, then a person becomes blessed also. He gets reward, it's great rewarding to agriculture for farming also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put blessings in the earth. And to whom Allah ta'ala has given this piece of earth and land, this is a barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether it be a home, whether it be a property. So these are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I put blessings and barakat in this land, in the earth, and I'm giving you a share of it. So make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not to become proud that I have so many properties. Our shaykh al-hadith at one time, just to make us understand what real blessings are. There are different categories. One is the blessing of the earth. One is the blessing of deen. One is the blessing of ilm and knowledge. So once our shaykh al-hadith, may Allah ta'ala give him barakat and afiyat, was going on gush at one time. And there was a businessman that was driving him around. And as they were passing different areas within Johannesburg, so he's telling him, Hazrat, this building belongs to me. And their property belongs to me. Their block of flats belongs to me. So after the entire gush, then Shaykh al-Hadith asked him, that you told me all your profile and your portfolio, what you have. Why you told me all of this? Because you want me to make dua barakat for you. He said, Jee Hazrat. He said, rather you make dua barakat for me because I have more than you. He got surprised. Hazrat, you're sitting in Darul Uloom. What's your portfolio? He said, Allah Ta'ala has given me ilm. knowledge and ilm is more superior than all the properties you have. So you make dua, Allah Ta'ala, give me barakat in my ilm and my knowledge and my amal also. So that man began to understand, really, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with this, but this is not everything. Deen is everything. Knowledge of deen is everything. But this is also a ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So with this he said, I mean shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah has given me ilm, this is a fadl and a grace of Allah. So every bounty that Allah Ta'ala has given, we make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It brings more humility, humbleness in me. Allah, you give me such a ni'mat. And then to understand the ni'mat of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that his entire earth put together, equal to one wing of one mosquito, if the value equal to a wing of a mosquito, in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't give a kafir even a sip of water. But it has no value to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. No value, it's a blessing of Allah, but no value to Allah. But if that blessing is attached to deen, now it becomes heavy for you in the scales of the day of Qiyamah. But doesn't equal to the wing of a mosquito. When Umar Sa'ab al-Puri rahmatullah used to explain, and he says, this analyzes hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, entire dunya put together doesn't equal to a wing of a mosquito. A mosquito has six wings. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the entire earth put together, all the buildings, all the mining, all the import, all the export, all the airports of the world, put everything together and put it on one wing of one mosquito. Put everything there. It'll hardly fit on it. But just put it together, compress it. Put it on the wing of a mosquito. And now I have one property, one block of flats, one business belongs to me, one house. Now that entire dunya put together on the wing of one mosquito, about to fall off, now zoom in. Zoom in into the world, into the continent Africa, zoom even more in into South Africa, come more in how many provinces in the country, KwaZulu-Natal, come into KwaZulu-Natal, zoom even more in, now come into Durban, come into Sydney, into Overport, into Morningside, come, finally I found my properties on the edge of the wing of the mosquito about to fall off. But that has become so big in my eye, I can't see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I can't see the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this one or two properties I have. It shouldn't be that now my portfolio becomes bigger than my Allah also, or becomes my Khuda. And becomes my God, I become also a God in my life. And how a doctor says that you have some super specialist, and when they diagnose someone, Allah Ta'ala protect, you have cancer, we're giving you six months. The doctor says to me, that we say within our circles, he's given that patient 6 months, he's playing God. How can you give somebody 6 months? That's in the hands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Life is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah knows how long he will live. Yes, we can advise him. They take precaution, they change your diet, but we can't see how much time you have. That is in the hands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When it comes to properties, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, whoever sells a land, man ba'a, Ardan or daran, the person who sells a piece of land or a house and does not invest the amount he obtains from that sale in something similar will not be blessed therein. The hadith means a person sells the property with no reason. It's just greed. I can get something better. Make shukr for it. He sells it, something which is solid, which is immovable, to buy something movable. I'm selling this property, I want to buy something movable, purchase a vehicle, purchase a car. And there's no need for it right now. Allah Ta'ala has given you a piece of the earth. So if you have to sell it, then the need will be, Allah, I'll purchase something similar. Not that I sell it for no reason whatsoever. Yes, if it's going down, he can't maintain it, he needs to cash it in. Then I'll buy something smaller than this. This is a ni'mat of Allah, and Allah will give me barakat in it. But he sells it for no reason whatsoever, and he uses the money in something which is not a necessity, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said there will be no barakat in it. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that if Allah Ta'ala has blessed someone with a home or with a property and he wishes to sell it, it should be for a deeni reason, or if he does sell it, then to reinvest the money in another property or in a home, Allah Ta'ala give us barakat, give us understanding.